For this visualization, you can either lie down or sit up in a chair. Just make sure that your back is straight in either condition. If you are lying down, don't worry at all if you fall asleep, as this visualization is all about communication with your unconscious mind. So it works whether you are consciously aware of it or unaware of it. So become aware of the tension in your body, starting with the top of your head, moving through your forehead, down your cheeks, releasing the tension in your tongue, dropping the shoulders, letting the tension flow from your arms, wiggle your fingertip, let the tension flow out of the end of your fingertips. Now take a deep breath in. Let the air completely expel from your lungs. And become aware of your thoughts now, milling around in your head. Tune into the thought flow, the direction of the thoughts, the content of the thoughts. And notice how your thoughts are generally of two types. They're either generated internally by the brain, internal chatter, or they're thoughts that come from elsewhere, like ethereal whispers. Just pay attention for a moment to the thoughts you're having right now. Tune into their signature. Place your tongue on the roof of your mouth and imagine a point an inch up and 2 inches back. And slowly let your thoughts move to that place in the center of your brain. And from there, observe the frontal cortex and the back of your eyeballs. And let your tongue now relax down. From the center of your brain emanates one of the largest nerves in the body. It's called the vagus nerve. And now let's take a journey down the nerve, down your brainstem, into your throat. And your throat mind is the center where you externalize your thought forms. And imagine, lying gently on your throat, is an 8-petaled lotus flower. And on the first petal, just place gently just the idea of how your thoughts become acquired before you speak them. That none of them come in by chance, and that you are the sharer and purveyor of these thoughts. And on the second petal, just place the idea that before you share these thoughts verbally, you've made a conscious decision that it's the right time and the right place for them to be shared. And on the third petal, just place the idea and the concept that there'll be no slack, no surplus, and just the right thoughts will be verbalized at just the right time. And on the fourth petal, just place the idea that your words will create no disturbance in others. And on the fifth petal, place the notion that your words will be in complete harmony with nature and with spirit, and uttered in a calm, melodious way. And on the sixth petal, carry the thought that all your words will be within limits and acting in the best interest of yourself and the rest of humanity. And on the seventh petal, lay the notion that through your words, you will learn about outcomes. You'll learn their place in the cycles of nature and the spiral of evolution. And finally, on the eighth petal, lay the thought that you'll reflect on your words. And next time you utter them, they'll be even more peaceful, even more purposeful, and even more powerful. And let your thoughts return to the vagus nerve. Drop your consciousness now down to your heart center, at the base of your rib cage in the center. Your heart center is the generator and receiver of soul warmth. And on this point, imagine there's a lotus flower now with six petals. And on the first petal, is your sensitivity to notice the disjoints, the disconnects, your attention to the sequence of things. And on the second petal is your sensitivity to inconsistencies, where you watch for any instabilities. On the third petal is your perseverance, your ability to be undeterred from your soul path. And on the fourth petal is your forbearance, paying attention that you don't criticize and you don't take criticism on board. You see it as constructive feedback. On the fifth petal, you place your impartiality and your trust in all things and all people and in all happenings, that everything is perfect for you at this particular time. And on the sixth and final petal, you place the idea of balance, that in the face of misfortune, your ship will sail steadily. You may have a wobble, but you steer a true course without any turbulence. Now let your consciousness now float down below your ribcage to the area above and below your navel. Your gut mind is spread from the base of the ribcage all the way down to your pubic bone. In physicality, your gut has an outer muscular wall which aids the passage of your waste, and an inner wall that aids the digestion of your food. And in between that is a mass of neurons and one of our early minds, the gut mind. It acts outside time and outside space. It's always right. It's always leading your consciousness by several seconds. Our gut minds work solely with sense impressions, with non-verbal communication. You can speak to your gut mind and have a conversation with it, but you'll only get a yes or a no, a stop or a go, a 1 or a 0. And around your navel now, just imagine there's a 5-petal flower. And on the first petal you place the sense of truth. So when you're speaking to somebody, when you're reading a book, when you're watching something on TV or listening on the radio, your gut mind will tell you if the truth is being spoken. And on the second petal, you put the sense impression of completeness. Your gut mind will tell you if something is whole or if there's something yet to be done. And on the third petal, you put the sense of whether something is for the highest good. Once you align the highest good for yourself, for your family, for your business and the universe, you become unstoppable. And this leads us to the fourth petal. You place the sense of an activity being for mutual benefit. And finally, on the fifth petal, you have the sense impression that the activity, the thing, the thought, the situation is destined and a part of your soul path. Let your consciousness float down still further, right to the base of your spine, to your root mind. And this mind is connected to the earth and holds you to the planet, and prevents you floating off. It too only speaks in sense impressions. And through it you can connect with the earth and both receive and transmit unconditional love to Lady Gaia for giving you grounding, for holding the air with which you breathe, for providing the plants and the food that we eat, and for creating what literally is heaven on earth. Let your mind float back up now to that five-petaled flower which is sitting on your navel. And as for your brain, your gut mind is both a transmitter of sense consciousness and a receiver of sense consciousness. And between each of the five petals, you can now sense another set of five petals emerging. And on these petals, you can place your own sense impressions. Just take a few moments now to place other sense impressions on them. Let your consciousness float back up to your heart center. And there you left the six petal lotus. And likewise, your heart center is both the receiver and generator of unconditional love. And in between those six petals, a further six petals have now emerged. And on them place things, people, places that you cherish and that you'd like to nurture. Now you let your consciousness float up to your throat center and back to the 8-petal lotus. And again, your throat center is both the receiver and generator of words and thought forms. It too has grown 8 new petals in between the original 8. Then on each of the 8 new petals, place thoughts, ideas for how you'd now like to communicate with the world. Now float up still further. Let your consciousness come to the center of your brain. And now going out in all directions, up, down, backwards and forwards, side to side. Come fully back into your conscious mind. Feel your toes, feel your fingers. Sense that new and strong connection with your throat, your heart, your gut, and your root mind. And to all the other throat, heart, gut, and root minds with which they're all connected. Now open your eyes, come back into the room, go forward with a new sense of purpose, of doing, and being.